on May the 29th, 1991. Thank you for the pause.
If you go with a group and demand it, they will give you a public tour of one of the tunnels. And believe me, it is geared for the public. But they take you miles into that mountain, down and into the mountain. The most remarkable thing that happens when you get in there is it is like a city. And then the clues start coming. They talk about safety and security and how really secure it is, because they'll tell you, for instance, that you have maybe 3 major detonations testings a year. But we'll tell you that they have like 35. I tell you they have 3 a day, of the magnitude enough to destroy that dam. It is already so damaged that everything downstream from Hoover Dam will be wiped away, including any other dams. It is so damaged at the base of that dam, they cannot repair it. They are just in a state of total chaos, trying to figure out what to do about it. In addition to that, my friends, the Soviet Union has planted bombs at every dam. And they have the facilities of Cosmospheres to detonate them, either singularly or all together. Now, how did that happen? Because you have been an ally with your, quote, enemy, the Soviet Union, since forever. And those Soviet officers are not over here to hold hands with your police department. They're here to begin to sort, because a part of the operation will be also to basically disarm the local police departments who would be able to help the masses. Joe is still not going to want to go in and shoot his mother. So you're going to have to rotate in ones from other areas, either of the United States. You're going to call it a United Nations Police Force. And to do that, you're going to have to mix it all up so it looks right, so that you nice people will welcome them into town with their blue banner, which is the blue ribbon of the Antichrist, just like Nostradamus said. A flag is the same as a turban in those countries. It represents their tribe. And you've got 2 of them, one right in Israel and one in the United Nations, set up for the sole purpose of making Israel big eye, big nation, because little eye Israel only means God's chosen. They have self-proclaimed themselves God's chosen. They break every law of God, from sacrifice to bloodletting to whatever, but that's a different story. But know that the United Nations was set up to establish that little country in the middle of Palestine. Listen to Sharon. Shamir is almost a dead ringer replica of what the ones like Cooper are calling the little gray aliens. These are the ones kicked out of the cosmos. And they're all now isolated under planets. You don't have anything to fear from outer space. They're all with you, running around with you, taking your constitution, making pacti. They have control of all of your, quote, money, of which there isn't any. They ran their first test right through Russia. In Fort Worth, Texas, you printed Russia's money. It's hard to conceive. Understand that. And where can you make an impact? Where it counts. Utilizing the laws that are there. Utilizing the tools of Nevada corporations that they have not been able to quite wipe out as far as the law is concerned. They plan to do it. It's done. They are acting in behalf of what will be already in your courts. Queen Elizabeth was over here just now to survey her kingdom, my friends. Since your War of Independence, you have worked and worked and worked to get back under the Commonwealth, and you've done it. She is the most wealthy woman in this world, and you are British subjects. And she, along with the business people of Great Britain, own more of your country than any other foreign investors put together. That includes Japan. Japan is fifth on the list. You start with England, Canada, Australia. All three of those countries are bankrupt, and yet the bankers are the wealthiest in the world. They own you. You are bankrupt. You are so indebted to that bank. And these banksters have stripped you, the people, until there is nothing left upon which to base an economy. And they have removed it from your continent so that you cannot reestablish it. So it seems like a long haul, doesn't it? But I'm telling you, if you want to badly enough, the clues are there. The tools are there. And that's what we're about.
We could use a break.
Very good. Take a break. You have all the time you want to blather. I'm not going to.
Yeah, right.
I would like to be now one of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to outline quickly what our expectation, hopes, and intents are. You're aware now that Freeman and Greitz and his group are doing a constitutional, let's call it a roadshow. It's a series of meetings all across the country to get people informed about the potential disaster contained in a constitutional convention and to get people supporting that. I think there's very rapidly also coming a realization that there are 535 or so Congress people, and those are the people that have to make the decision finally not to have a constitutional convention and to get things returned to constitutional law. And rather than tackle everybody in the whole wide world, probably they're going to begin to zero in on those 535 people. I'm not sure they'll be able to do much with Stephen Solars, but mm-hmm. You know, there are some people in the Congress who are misled as we have been, and who can be reclaimed. And let us hope that it's a majority. And probably if we were to do anything serious about it and really zero in, we would take the Senate, where there's only 100 people to deal with, and you could probably fairly well block any negative legislation by concentrating on those people.
So you can find that out by and through ones such as Gonzales of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He will know who could give you support. And I would say something else about dark spot versus dead spot. You're going to get more diversified information regarding all facets of the law and what you can do about it from Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, it works specifically with income tax. And that's the least of your problems now. You see, to a good accountant, I'm going to sound like a heretic. My advice in this room, I do not give this kind of quote advice. Because we don't want to be shut down on practice of law and telling ones to break the law, etc. We don't even want to come into controversy about it. But my own opinion would be simply to not file those papers and then deal with it from there. When they come back to you, then you respond. If you don't stop feeding this beast, it's going to eat you. That is just a mode of control of you. As Oberle said, 100% of tax money is not even money. You don't have money, friends. You have no money. You have a credit system. Debits and credit. And none of the money goes to your generation of government. It all goes to the debt. Service of that debt, usury. But once you stop, there does get to be a point where they can't borrow anymore. They have nothing to back it. No collateral. That's why they must bring this system to full bore and get you under control. So don't just think that you're going to get Doc Scott's book and you're going to have it all. You need to work with groups predominantly who are mingling now into the political arena. You have a tremendously valuable asset in the black representative from California. I can't think of his name right now.
Dillums,
yes. You have Gonzalez of Texas out to impeach Bush. This is sheer bravery on the part of these representatives because they are in the lion's den. And they need to know that they have your support. And they will see the benefit. Oberle is absolutely right. You don't need to turn around very many. But you see, these ones have now participated in the crime itself, and they are blackmail is utilized against them. So you've got to let them know that you forgive their past sins and get on with it. I'm sorry.
Thank you for the help. The difficulty that every one of us faces, let us take Dr. Overholtz, and let us suppose that Dr. Overholtz has an HR 10 or a what do they call them, a retirement plan. The IRA has some money set over there, and perhaps he has some pension coming from a corporation, or maybe he even has, like Buddy, some money coming from a county or a state retirement system. And how do you get out of the system? How do you keep from paying money back to taxes and so forth? These are all, everybody seems to have some sort of a different set of unique circumstances. And so the techniques for doing these kinds of things are going to be somewhat complicated in many, many instances, and some of them are impossible.
Yes, it's easier to stay in and you become less noticeable if you don't do anything.
Right. So we have really two things going on here. We have Beau Greitz and his group doing the general education on constitutionality, and then we have all of those thousands of people who would like to have some help, some professional advice as to how to properly delete themselves from the federal system. And it's proper and appropriate, but it has to be done correctly. And each because each situation is different, it's very frightening to people who don't understand it. And so we need to create a cadre nationwide of professionals who can handle this. And this is why, this is one of the things that the commander referred to as the Center for Law, or some name like that, that would maybe the Center for Constitutional Law. But anyway, we want to create such an organization, a network across the country where people can obtain professional help.
Well, you have it. You only need to extend it, and that's the Center for Action.
Mm-hmm.
They're already rolling.
Well, and I'm speaking now of really a supplement to, not in conflict with, nor in competition with the Center for Law, but as a professional supplement to the Center for Law, where people can go to have some, go to get some legal and accounting assistance.
Yes, as a matter of fact, let us look at an IRA plan. You have an IRA plan, the government knows you have it. What are you going to do? How do you get out of the system? Well, in that instance, you've got a little time to work. But if you can get the masses of people to begin to work, like in January, rather than wait until December 15th to even consider doing anything, what you do, if you have enough assets for it to matter, let's talk, you know, if all you are is on a government pension, and it's just the minimum Social Security, these little people have only one valid reason for a personal corporation in Nevada, and that is to do away with the need for a will. You actually don't do away with the need for a will, per se, but it handles your estate. Say the little couple has a home and a few little, no stocks, but a few items. You need the will simply as a set of instructions to the children. Say you've got four children, and Mary will get the statue, and Dolores will get the ring, and this sort of thing, so that there is preference listed, but that too can be put into your private corporation. Now, you're going to get asked a list of what is this corporation for. You just put consulting or for general business. You don't say anything. You don't put your name on it. Even a family, we're going to call it family for a minute, corporation. But you see, all corporations never die. They just get a new president. Now, corporations in Nevada can be structured so that never, ever, ever, ever do you ever have to show the owner. If the owner divulges it, that's his own problem. And we literally even offer a service. Kathy does it. And Dorman Oberly have gone completely crazy anyway, so they volunteer their services and they sign everything. And you, who would like to own a corporation, you come in through them. They sign you up for the corporation. They put their names on the papers. This is service they do because they love you. And they've been screwed enough that they just want out of the system. They just, you know. They don't have any other names. You come in, then you obviously want your own bank account and you want control of that corporation. So you come in as a vice president, which doesn't have to show on their records. and you get the check account. They may or may not sign with you simply because Overy can pick up the phone and set you up a bank account with an ID number while you would ordinarily be waiting for that ID number to come from the federal government, because he has this kind of relationship with the bank in Nevada. But you get all your paperwork to go right down to your local bank and set up your own corporate account. Now what you would do, if you were just a little mom and dad, is operate this little business, keep your record straight, do not issue that stock, but have your instructions in your corporate records that says, at the demise of one or the other, the operation of this corporation will fall to. In the event of the death of both of these major stockholders, you can either issue non-voting stock, there are all kinds of ways to handle this. But at the demise, it will go to your heirs in the amount of stock that you would issue to them. And this is the way you divide your assets. It stops the quarreling over it. It stops them wishing you would die. They know that they will come into the property and the stock in that corporation, which will include whatever assets you might have in other corporations, will be divided as you wish it to be divided. And they will elect a president, because the president just died. There will be no holding of any bank accounts. The corporation will continue to function. The president died. So what? So that's the value to mom and dad. But the value to someone who holds, say, an IRA, that you know at some point you're going to lose, and you choose to balance it around here and there, but you do choose to finally get that money out of there, it's going to be very difficult to keep from paying some taxes to the government. They've got that nailed. But worse, what are you going to do with your funding? They now know you have it, so you get rid of it. Al over there's crazy. He's absolutely crazy. He gave it all to the local church, who invested it in his behalf in an institute. And they in turn did something else with it. Well, Mr. Overholt, why did you do this? Because I found God. They can't arrest you for finding God, my friends. So it was a bad, bad move. Dumb, stupid. But they can't throw him into prison for it. And eventually it worked right back into his other corporation, right out in Nevada, that they don't know he has. There are ways. They've set them up for themselves. You should have heard Jason Brandt. And these ones have a Nevada corporation, and I think we all know why. I hope so. They have a Delaware corporation, and we all know why. Only they're dumb. Because in Delaware, they tell on you. They have reciprocity with the United States legislative government and the IRS, which is a private corporation. Also, Delaware. Too late to change to Nevada. You have to use the tools provided for you. And I'm always getting this. God would never stir around in Caesar's world. That's why we know Hatan is of evil. Where in the hell do you think God would be? You drag him everywhere. If you are in Caesar's world, God will be in Caesar's world. If you are asking for help in Caesar's world, God is going to come and give you help. And that's why Hatan is here. I got sent here. You've asked for help. And that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to have a show. I only give Dawn a headache. Make her wear dark glasses because it is like her eyes are just no protection. Let's get out of the mystical. Let's get out of the helplessness. Let's begin to use what has been given to you and preserved for you by the very God you asked for help. Let's not stay on this kick of what is God and it's some pious man in a robe. If you're going to grovel in the gutter, God is going to grovel in the gutter with you. Now let's just stop this nonsense about religion. We're talking about God in creation and creator, mother, father, negative, positive. We're not talking about the Holy Church of Rome, nor the Jewish synagogue, nor the evangelical movement. They are so tampered with that you will get no truth from them. So let's understand our ground rules. And we have had some who would say, I came to find God and balance and myself. And all you're going to do is play a business? Where are you? And if you can't play a little bit better than your adversary, it's lost. And you tell me why only evil should be able to utilize the wolf and leave God's script. Why don't you just go jump in the lion's den? I prefer, if I'm going to be swimming in a pool of sharks, to have a little repellent on me. And we can do it. And it's important that we do it. For the masses of humanity, my friends, it is important that we do it. Man must see that it can be done. It's like a parent. There is nothing like the example. Nothing like the example. Go on with your discussion. I said I wasn't going to do that. I cannot resist.
Well, I think it's pretty well said. Obviously, you gentlemen and ladies are going to have to get contented with what Mr. Freeman has hinted at. And there's another big bullet to bite, and that has to do with your law associations and those kinds of peer pressures that you probably will run into at some point in time.
And I bargain. Let's do a good job, Judy. I have pull with the casting director.
Well, I think that pretty well concludes the constitutional situation as far as I'm concerned. It's a matter that every individual has to look at and take into his own heart and say, do I really want to get involved with that? And if you do, then I think that we have discovered the mechanisms for raising maybe not unlimited but very substantial funds to support such a group.
I'd like to start with Santa Barbara Savings. I'd like the kitty to begin there. And then as we grow, we'll bring in Ross Perot. We really will. He is a very, very close ally and friend of God's. But you see,